Well, as promised, we're going to have our Middle East news update. David Dolan is the man who gives us that information. 25 years plus in the Middle East, he has a handle on what is taking place there. David, I need to talk to you about something I just mentioned a few moments ago with Ken Timmerman, the situation in Syria, those weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical. What's the latest that you have on the situation, and how is the Israeli Defense Force responding to it?
Well, early last week, Jimmy, the Free Syrian Army, the whatever that is, a Muslim Brotherhood-led, we think, but a Sunni force, basically, said that Assad had moved his chemicals to a bunch of border positions where there are airports and ports so that they could be spirited out of the country. And so that prompted another Israeli warning, and I have to say also from Russia, even their ally, and certainly from the United States and several other countries, there was condemnation when the regime, I think it was about Tuesday, admitted for the first time that they have chemical weapons. And you may remember the statement they said, we won't use these against any other Syrians or in a civil war setting. But if anybody from the outside dares to intervene in this thing, we'll hit you with them. So, you know, it was a pretty bald threat, and the State Department condemned it, and the Israelis obviously did as well. But, you know, Syria, the Syrian regime has put everyone on notice that they do have chemical weapons, which we've always known, but this was their first official confirmation of that. And they say they're under their control, but the concern is that if the regime does fall, who is going to come in and arrest them? And will some of them go to Al-Qaeda? And will some go to Hamas, et cetera? And these are all allies of the rebel forces. So the Israelis warned back that they may have to take preemptive military action if the regime looks like it's falling and chaos is following. So the Israelis are getting ready and, you know, on a war footing. So it's just the way it is.
Well, David, there has been rumors that possibly Bashar Assad would get these weapons of mass destruction into the hands of Hezbollah. Hezbollah, Sheikh Hasrallah, said that he, earlier this week, he was willing to stand with the Assad regime and is basically at President Assad's disposal. Now, that doesn't bode well.
Well, you know, I've pointed out a number of times, Jimmy, that Hezbollah is dependent on the Assad regime for its standing inside of Lebanon, because if you don't have somebody along your borders supporting you, and if they're, in fact, members of the other sect of Islam, Sunnis, which is what's coming, they will lose a lot of their standing inside of Lebanon. So they don't have a lot to lose to try to receive some of those chemical weapons. Now, they denied this week that they had asked for them or were interested in them, and the Syrians denied, the Assad regime denied that they were planning to ship them anywhere. But certainly if they do go anywhere, it would be into Lebanon, and the Israelis have said that's a red line. If you cross that, we'll come after you. And what we're hearing in the Israeli media, Jimmy, is that is part of an alliance, a strong alliance forming with the United States at its center, Jordan, a key component, and they're on a full war footing. They've got 250,000 refugees now, and they're worried about their terrorists slipping in with them to try to carry out anti-monarchical attacks there. So it's a very serious situation. And the fourth ally is Turkey. Now, of course, Israel and Turkey are not getting along very well, but they wouldn't be working together exactly. It would be the U.S. at the center and these other components. And the Israelis are hoping even that U.S. aircraft might take out these chemical sites if it looks like they're falling into chaotic hands and et cetera, you know. So, and Israel could support that in these other countries as well. So we'll see. But it's a very tense situation with Russia reinforcing their marine coast of Syria. They apparently now have enough out there that they could influence the situation on the ground pretty quickly, and the hope would be they would do so in a positive way, i.e. they would keep a lookout of these weapons and that sort of thing, and the Israelis would prefer the Russians do it than than the rebel forces, to tell you the truth.
David, for our listeners eavesdropping on this conversation, paint the picture for us. There at Israel's northern border, out to the west you have Lebanon, to the east you have Syria, and as I understand it, the Israeli Defense Force is on high alert all across that northern border.
Well, definitely. I mean, it's a very tense situation. Now, on the other side of the Syrian border, on the northern border, the government is withdrawn from there. Kurds have been pouring in from Iraq through Syria, just wandering straight through Syria, and they're heading up to the Turkish border. And the Turks are now operating military operations against these forces inside Syria. Turkish jets are already operating inside of Syria's sovereign territory. And so we could see some more shoot downs like we saw a month ago or so, things like that. So it's all around, Jimmy. It's the feel is war is about to come, and the public knows it. And, you know, as best as people can get ready, they're doing it.
David, at the same time, we have reports that Leon Panetta will be coming. He's the Secretary of Defense here in America. He will be coming into Egypt, meeting with the military leadership there and the new president, Mohamed Morsi, and also coming into Israel to discuss the Iranian and the Syrian situation. You think America is going to stand alongside Israel in this effort to make sure those weapons of mass destruction don't do any harm in the Middle East?
I think so. When Hillary Clinton came, and of course she's equally high up in the cabinet as he is, she did say that, you know, the use of chemical weapons is unacceptable, you know, totally unacceptable. Now, she didn't say, and if Israel went and preempted those weapons so they couldn't be used, she didn't say that, you know, but... I don't think anybody wants it to happen, but I think if chaos is reigning, maybe the U.S. and Russia will work together to try to secure the situation in the meantime.
When we look at other activities taking place in the Middle East and a focus on Israel, it's an interesting propagation that has been put forth by the Arab League. They are promoting the fact that the Israelis, the Jewish people, had better not touch the Muslim Temple Mount, and that's what they called it, the Muslim Temple Mount. This is the first time something like this has come out of the Arab League, is it not, David?
Oh, I don't think so, Jimmy, to tell you the truth. They've put out some pretty strong anti-Israel and even anti-Jewish statements in the sense that Arafat did it all the time, too. You know, that Israel never existed, a Jewish state there. There's no evidence for it or for the temple, blah, blah, blah. So they've been saying that for years in one sense. But, you know, the Arab League is posturing, I think. The reality is that Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states are more or less on Israel's side here. None of them want to see Iran take over the region. So... quietly, they're on the same page, really, and, you know, I don't pay too much attention to their statements.
Just about a couple of hours from now, our time here in the United States already underway in Israel. A very solemn time, the 25-hour fast for Tish B'Av, which is a time when the Jews read the Book of Lamentations and remember the destruction of both the first and second temples. A solemn time for the Jews now, is it not?
Oh, very, yeah. It always is a day of even many non-Orthodox Jews fast and just sort of, you know, in solidarity with what went on in history sort of thing. And, you know, I guess it's a silent prayer to God as well, even if you don't know how to pray. So it is a solemn day, and certainly with all of the observant Orthodox Jews it is.
Well, we're going to be covering Tish B'Av, get an explanation of it with Rabbi Yoel Karen. That will be in our fourth segment after the news at the top of the hour. Don't dare miss that conversation. He'll also be talking about the fact that the Jews pray on Tish B'Av for a temple to be on the Temple Mount next year on Tish B'Av. And we'll ask the rabbi what preparations have been made as far as that temple's concerned. David, thank you so very much for the Middle East News Update. Appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy. God bless.